Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
Finally today, how about some mostly good news anyway? That series of storms that pounded California with up to 40 feet of snow in the High Sierra, it's boosted water resources there to levels not seen in decades. Dan Kahan is a climate researcher at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography at the University of California, San Diego, and he joins us with some perspective on the massive water recharge this winter. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hi, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, water in California, we know if it's not all about snow, it's mostly about snow in the mountains. What are the latest snowpack numbers? Where do we stand right now?
California has done really well this year. We're in terms of snowpack, we're well above a normal year's supply, and there's still probably a couple more storms in the offing before the season shuts off. Of course, we have a Mediterranean type of climate out here where we generally generate most of our supply between November and March. But it looks like we're still accumulating a little bit. So we've done very, very well, especially compared to the last 4 or 5 years where things were quite lean in California.
I'm seeing numbers of snowpack 150-200% of average. That's the highest we've seen in what? A long time, right?
Well, it looks like we're not on par with the very highest years, but this year is doing very well. We have to go back to 2011, which was the last really good year we had.
We as meteorologists got kind of a head fake, a little La Nina head fake last fall. It looked like we were going into a La Nina winter, which normally would imply potentially drier conditions for California. This was not a well-forecast winter seasonally. I think most people would agree to that. Is this seen as sort of a Hail Mary miracle event in California? How are people thinking about this winter there?
Yeah, I think this was quite a surprise. Of course, the La Nina signal is strongest in the southern part of the state. And while things were not quite as ample as central and northern California in the south, we still did quite well down here. Of course, in the Southern California region, we don't really get that much snow. So it's really central and northern California that generates the bulk of our real high quality and the greatest amount of water supply in the state.
But, and how about the reservoirs? Now, I know a lot of this fell as rain and started filling up the reservoirs. Where do they stand, and can they handle the snowmelt that will happen in the next couple of months?
Well, there's going to be some problems in that regard, and the water managers have been moving water around, but in short, the reservoir levels right now are standing just a little bit above an average year, but we have that really massive snowpack that's going to melt off, and so once the storm threat is passed, then reservoir managers can start filling. Of course, they leave a flood reserve, and that's a game they play through the winter and early spring season.
The snow in the Sierra has been remarkable. I think I've seen 40 feet up there in places. How much snow is too much snow? I mean, they're calling out the National Guard in some areas, right?
Well, it's it can be problematic, but actually the snow resource is generally a good one because it's more controlled by way of runoff. Usually, it usually doesn't come down in one lump. It takes time, especially with a really thick snowpack. So that's the kind of water resource that's really welcomed and traditionally has been actually depended on as an extra reservoir in California. As we look to the future and conditions warm, of course, which kind of relates to your previous discussions, the snowpack is going to be vulnerable and will probably not see as much in future decades as we have historically.
Well, you're in better shape now, and that's certainly the good news. Dan Kahan with the Scripps Institute of Oceanography at University of California, San Diego. Thanks for joining us today on ClimateCast.
You bet. Thank you, Paul.
That's it for ClimateCast this week, everybody. I'm Paul Huttner, and guess what? It's spring, folks, so happy spring.